Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to Language Today on KXRP Radio. I'm Ted Costello, and I'll be your host this hour. For today's show, I'm thrilled to be interviewing language specialist Dr. Eric Alfson right here in the studio. Dr. Alfson has recently completed groundbreaking research into child language acquisition in bilingual homes. He has agreed to tell us about the surprising results even before his new book hits stores on August 4th. Dr. Alfson, it's a pleasure to welcome you to this program.
Number 71. Who most likely is Ted Costello? Number 72. What does Dr. Alfson specialize in? Number 73. What will happen on August 4th? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, and welcome to the Lucero Theater. Tonight's performance of La Traviata will begin at 7:20 p.m. instead of 7 p.m., as some of our singers arrived at the theater late because of the icy roads. We sincerely apologize for the delay, and we thank you for your patience. In the meantime, please visit the table near the main entrance, where our staff is selling professionally produced copies of the soundtrack from the performance. On the back of your programs, you will find details of our theater's membership program, which we encourage you to join. Without the generous support from our members, we wouldn't be able to stay in operation.
Number 74. What caused a performance delay? Number 75. What can listeners do near the entrance? Number 76. What can be found on the back of the program? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following speech. I'm glad to see that everyone was able to make it today. Our first order of business, before the presentations, is to offer our sincere appreciation to Dr. Darren Hines, who was the top donor to the Bright Future Research Foundation. Thanks to his generous contribution, our poverty research team will be able to continue numerous projects. Their work for the past 15 years has been at the forefront of this field, and this money will allow the development of new initiatives to better assist disadvantaged children and teenagers. We are so pleased that we reached our fundraising goal this year. We hope all of you will be able to attend a celebratory dinner to honor Dr. Hines and our other supporters at the Eagle Club on November 12th. Number 77. Who is the speaker talking about? Number 78. How will the funding be used? Number 79. What will occur on November 12th? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Deirdre Elliott calling with a message for the general manager. I purchased a dryer from your store earlier this week, and I wanted to tell you how pleased I was with your delivery person, Ivan Podolsky. He arrived as scheduled and set up the dryer quickly. He was also careful to clean up all of the packaging before he left. I had not realized how many steps were involved in the setup, so I really appreciated his work. I will certainly be recommending you to my friends and will return myself for future purchases. Thank you for the excellent customer service I received.
Number 80. Who is the speaker leaving a message for? Number 81. Why did the speaker make the call? Number 82. What does the speaker say she will do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Researchers at the Minnesota Sleep Clinic are recruiting volunteers to participate in the largest ever study about the effects of caffeine on sleep. Dr. Wendy Senequa, lead researcher for the project, said that participants will spend 7 days at the clinic having their sleep patterns monitored and recorded. They will be required to consume varying amounts of caffeine over the test period and keep a detailed journal. The study is due to start in 2 months, so interested parties should visit www.sleepclinic.net to complete the application form and health survey before November 15th.
Number 83. What is the research focused on? Number 84. How long will volunteers be needed? Number 85. What are participants expected to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Erin Gibbs calling for Clifford Johnston. I'm the one who visited your home earlier this week to discuss the renovation project for your basement. I checked with our supplier, and it will be no problem to get wood panelling that matches the type of wood used in your living room. However, you said that you needed everything finished by August 17th. Unfortunately, I just found out that a few of our crew members will be using vacation time in August, so we'll be short-staffed. If you would be able to have the work done at the end of August instead, I could give you a lower price. Please call me back at 555-4175 to let me know what you think. Thank you.
Number 86. What type of project is the speaker calling about? Number 87. What problem does the speaker mention to the listener? Number 88. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk. It's great to see so much enthusiasm for your first day here at Blaine Advertising. We're glad you'll be a part of our team. I'm sure you're wondering exactly what your work will involve. Let's get to that. Each month, we create several marketing campaigns for newspapers, magazines, websites, and television. Your role will be creating custom photographs to accompany these campaigns. You will work on projects individually, and then pass them on to Gary Eldon, our project lead. To make sure everyone is following the same criteria, we will start with some training. I'll show you a brief video that highlights some of our best work, and then we'll discuss it together. Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker addressing? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when he says, "Let's get to that"? Number 91. What will the speaker do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Enjoy dining at its finest with a visit to Trentini's, located across the street from Lindale Apartments. Trentini's features authentic Italian food with a menu designed by chefs trained in the heart of Italy. To celebrate our official opening on Saturday, April 5th, we'll be providing free appetizers and half-price cocktails. Stay for a full dinner and discover delicious dishes cooked to perfection. Have you been searching for your next favorite restaurant? Here's the answer. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the advertisement? Number 93. Where is the business located? Number 94. What does the woman mean when she says?
Here's the answer.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and receipt.
Hello, I'm calling from Ace Movers for Luke Landers. I'd like to confirm the details of your upcoming move. The crew is scheduled to arrive at 253 North Ellis Drive at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. Pack up your belongings and take them to 1244 18th Street. Since we have to use a smaller truck than planned, we expect it to take about 2 hours longer than originally scheduled. I hope that's okay. The total charge comes to $825, which has been paid in advance. However, we do request that you show the receipt to one of our employees when they arrive. Thank you.
Number 95. What is the purpose of the speaker's call? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What is now incorrect? Number 97. What is Mr. Landers instructed to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and list. Good afternoon. I'd like to take a moment to talk about the upcoming annual conference for healthcare professionals. The attendance at this event is one of the highest in the industry, and it will be a great chance to show off our products to these professionals. I've given you each a pamphlet that highlights the event's activities and speakers. I hope it will encourage you to attend. And I'm planning to reserve a booth for both weekend days. I think this is the best value, considering our budget. Number 98. What is the speaker talking about? Number 99. What will the listeners probably do next? Number 100. Look at the graphic. How much does the speaker plan to spend on the rental?